You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The first week, I wanted to test it out because it wasn't really me. And then I started liking it, starting to get up on the scaffolds and everything, and then thought roofing was me.
What is it about it? Do you like?
The heights are a bit iffy with me, the scaffolding, how it moves and everything. But then when you like potentially get on the roof and start working and everything, it's easy.
That was Kimberly Popata, a woman training with the Nailing It program by Destination Trades, a new company aimed at getting more Kiwi women into trades. She's looking at an internship as a commercial roofer thanks to the initiative, which takes advantage of the growing opportunities in the trades, and there are more and more women keen to get into it, chasing up to six-figure jobs. I chatted to Destination Trades Chief Executive Christina Rogstad at their new mobile site at the Manukau Institute of Technology Otara campus about her initiative and how women have everything to offer to the industry.
So Destination Trades is a company that's brand new. This is our first course. We started in late 2016, and we have a course that works just with women, and we assess, train, recruit, and place women into the construction, infrastructure, and manufacturing trades. We're the only company of its kind in New Zealand, probably in Australasia. There's a huge need for tradespeople, and traditionally 50% of the population being women have not been looked at to fill those jobs.
Why do you think women, it hasn't changed?
I think because women just haven't considered this as career jobs for themselves. They've thought more traditionally about hospitality, about childcare, about airline hostesses, and they haven't necessarily, when they've been driving by a construction site that has only men on it, said, gee, that's for me. Because there aren't many role models around. And what they see out there is primarily men doing these jobs.
So there's definitely a demand for women.
There's definitely a demand for women.
And specifically, like, what do women have to bring?
Women have to bring a willingness to learn. They have to bring good work skills, so they show up on time, they're dependable, they operate safely, they're productive, all the things that other employees need to bring. So employers want people that want to be there and are willing to learn. So our women in this course will learn some general skills, and from that they will choose what really appeals to them. So today you can see we're building a gazebo. The two gentlemen over there are from Girard Roofing, and they're here to work with our women to put a roof on the gazebo. Two of the women that visited Girard Roofing about 2 weeks ago have decided that going into roofing is a career they want. So what our job is to expose women to all the possibilities, and then for them to choose. And then they go into jobs and apprenticeships where they actually teach them the craft of their trade.
Mm. Is it equal amount of pay in it for women?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
What some people can be earning in these trades?
Well, we know that, what Girard Roofing told us was that a good roofer, after being in the industry for a bit of time, can earn in excess of $100,000. A plumber will earn somewhere between $60,000 and $80,000. A builder will earn in the neighborhood of $50,000 to $70,000. So they're well-paying jobs.
Are there fears of, experiencing sexism in the workplace?
There will be pockets of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think we find that anywhere, whether it's a corporate boardroom or a building site. But the reality is the women that have been going into trades have proven themselves to be very safe, very productive, very dependable. They don't have a tendency to feel bulletproof. They don't have a tendency to lose their driver's license. So they're really good workers. And we have industry associations all the time that call us and say, we'd like to have more women working in our industry.
Amazing. What sort of industries?
Roofing, arborists, building, electricians, plumbers, tiling and decorating, glaziers, really across the board. And with these women, there's so many industries they don't even know about. We took a group along to the heating and ventilation conference about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they didn't even know that industry existed. And that's a really great, clean industry for women. There's not a lot of heavy lifting, but their heavy lifting really isn't an issue in the trades anymore because of the health and safety regulations.
So how long have you been doing this for?
This is the second to last week. Mm-hmm. So our course is 10 weeks long. So this is week 9.
Yep.
We already have women that are getting jobs into the trades. We have women that are getting work experience. And our goal is to place every one of the women that comes through the course into a job or an apprenticeship.
So you're going to be doing another intake?
We will hope to do another intake in July.
Amazing.
So this is supposed to be an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that our containers that are on site are transportable. So the concept behind this is we could package this up and we could move it anywhere. It's very cool. There's nothing really like it. I did find a company in Canada called Women Building Futures. They've been doing this successfully for 13 or 14 years, and they have had very, very good success with their First Nation women. The mining industry is primarily where their women go. So they go from very often being on a benefit to very high paying jobs, six-figure jobs, which is transformational for themselves and their families. Our oldest is 54. Most of our women have children, and you can see that they are all engaged and really happy about what they're doing. The first week they came to Destination Trades, they had trouble putting up quite a simple shelter, like a tent like you take to the beach, and today they're erecting a gazebo. But you can see they're working in teams. Now this woman back here with the gray hat, she's actually a roofer by training, so she's come to work with our woman today as compliments of Gerard Roofing. So they've been very supportive. Our women are learning the skills that they need on the job. So if you look over here, where our women do it all from scratch, because that way they understand exactly what goes into this. Now, these containers, we're on the side of a floodplain. So after we put these containers in here, after about a month, they all start to slump. So the women have spent a week and a half digging down about this far until they got to hard clay and packed that and then put foundations and piles under the containers. Well, that's how they learn how important having a good foundation under a house is.
Mm.
And they learned that lesson very directly. Because they were in mud up to here.
Yeah.
and when it, you know, one of them said to me when they started, well, what do we do when it rains? I said, you get wet. Because that's the way it is. These women happen to be all on MSD benefits. That's not necessarily our model going forward. I mean, we're happy to have the women on benefit. They've done very well. But we are inundated with women that are in work, that don't like their jobs. I've got a variety of women coming in with higher education that are in jobs that they don't like, and they are now realizing there's other options. So they never thought they could actually have a really physical job, but they've always been really physical people, and they got stuck in a call center or doing something because they just hadn't considered this as an option. The women that we find that are really successful at this are really edgy. They really like to do stuff that's kind of out there, and they like the physicality of it. And nobody shirks from doing anything.
Have you found that a lot of the women have been surprised in how they've enjoyed it or taken to it?
I have been, because a lot of these women have done courses, but there's been nothing like this. So a lot of courses that are classroom-based, but nothing where you actually come and make something. And the satisfaction of, I made that table, and now I'm working on that table, is really cool. The fact that they can do these things. I mean, none of them would have thought they would have been, you know, using a drop saw when they got here, or a nail gun. And that's a real tangible thing they've learned.
It's quite, you know, it's not that common for women to be in trade. Do you think that it's rolling their eyes or saying, you know, not being so supportive of them?
No, I just think there hasn't been a vehicle for women to do this kind of thing. If you look at the group next door, there's one woman there. What our women tell us is, I want to learn and make rookie mistakes in an environment that's a women-only environment. I don't want to be the only one that can be laughed at. I want to make a mistake in a friendly atmosphere. That doesn't say that they won't know how to work in a male environment then, because we do talk a lot about that. And how do you deal with the fact that you might be the only woman on the building site when you get there? But right now, these women have built a community and a network. So if they have a really shitty day on the building site, they can call up and say, you know, that was really bad. What do I do? and we're there to support them as well as the rest of them. But
absolutely, and also to have that safe space to learn the basics. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And things, you know, things that really point out that you're a rookie. You know, how do I properly tie up an extension lead? Because you can look really smart by knowing how to do it, or you can look like a fumble bum because you're just kind of rolling it together and somebody says, you know, that's how you roll up a rope, not an extension lead. You know, what are the basic health and safety? You know, I'm comfortable in my boots. I'm comfortable in my hard hat. I know when I should be using, you know, protective gear. You don't have to tell me those things. I can anticipate what's coming next. So I'm not standing there flat-footed, not being productive. Because the last thing that you want is you don't want to go onto a building site and not know what to do. You know, things like, you know, smoke was coming up at 11 o'clock. I'll just pop in and, you know, pop on the jug. It's not because I'm a woman I'm doing that. It's because I'm actually probably on the lowest level working my way up as an apprentice. And you do those kinds of things. You know, what tools do I need? Am I friendly with the guy at Placemaker so I can go in there and I know what I'm asking for? You know, do I know what all these different screws do? Do I know what I do with all these different kinds of hand tools or power tools? Those are the things that make you useful and make you fit in quickly.
So how could any more people, if they wanted to, in Auckland, if any more women wanted to get involved?
They go to our website and fill out an application. They call us up. They send us an email and or come by and visit us. And they say we are going to have another intake of 16, and we'd like to start that in July. So we need women to come along, and we need industry to support what we're doing so that we can now get more diversification into the workforce.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.